Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, crackle and hand and fill to the top. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, this is your podcast and it's called Haunts and Hearts.
No matter where in the world you're joining us from, welcome back to Our Realm. This is the Haunts and Ops podcast. We cover all things paranormal while delightfully devouring the most delicious craft beer, even the foam, from all across the country, thanks to our amazing sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media at Haunts and Hops. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at J Quasto. And we're going to get to one of the stars of the show because the other one is not quite here yet. But she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. She's wearing a sweet Poetic Justice hoodie, and her one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, will be hitting the earth again very, very soon. Follow her at Anastasia Washington. She's Anastasia Washington. Greetings and cheers.
Greetings and cheers. This is a very heady beer. Yes, cheers.
Oh, dear God, yes. I have had that. I think I had it recently, and it's a kick. Take a sip. Mine as strong as can be. Good Lord Almighty. Yeah. Do you like it? It was a little bit much for me. It was a lot.
I actually do. Okay. I was trying to figure out where it's from. Where is it from?
Is it I don't from Kentucky? Recall.
Yep. It's from Kentucky, Braxton Labs.
Boom. We Kentucky. Love Braxton Labs. We mentioned them in the show a few times now.
And it's the Salted Caramel Chocolate Truffle Stout Dessert mm-hmm. Series.
Oh, yeah. Damn right it's a dessert series.
I will say, I like it a lot, but by saying it's a dessert series, you're thinking like it's going to be like too sweet, and I will say it's not too sweet. I will say it is a heavy stout.
Yeah, like for me, a 16-ouncer was too much. Like I drank it during our episode, and I had a hard time finishing it. You know, it is almost 11 o'clock for me when we record, so drinking a heavy-ass stout, not the greatest idea in the world.
Whatever. What? It's so late. I work so hard. My name is Johnny. That's kidding.
That's exactly how I sound. How do you?
It's like.
How do you master that so easily?
I know.
Goddamn. This is the Microphone Brewing Untitled Art. It's a triple berry hazelnut smoothie stout.
What?
That's a mouthful. I'm not kidding.
Say it five times fast.
The triple berry hazelnut smoothie stout. The triple berry hazelnut smoothie stout. I quit. It's an imperial smoothie stout with strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cocoa nibs, and milk sugar. Microphone Brewery is from Wanakee, Wisconsin, and it's at 10%. But thankfully, it's only in a 12-ounce can because this would be a lot for a tall boy, you know?
Yeah, mine's 9%, and it's a pint, so.
Yeah, good luck with that. Of course, while we're talking about beer, we have to mention Ashley Trobe. She's had a very amazing day. But a very busy day, and from what I understand, LA traffic is back to full swing, and she is stuck in it.
Yes, and so I will just pretend I'm her during the tasting section. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at my IPA.
Well, no, she was going to swear off IPAs for a while. She was messing with some sours and such.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a sour.
Take a sip.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm from Oxnard.
So of course, if you do want to get a discount on all your Tavor craft beer, use the code HAUNTS10, HAUNTS10. Download the Tavor app. You can go beer shopping on your phone. It's the coolest thing in the world, and you'll get 10 free dollars towards your first order of craft beer. And before we get into the supernatural scoop, which is it's going to be a hodgepodge of topics, shout out to our friend Brandon Alves. He released Cemetery Park, the incredible documentary that we privately saw. But if you go to brandonjalves.com, you could watch Cemetery Park. And it's eye-opening is an understatement, I think.
Agreed. Important watch. especially right. during these times. You know, that's all I'll say. Just educate yourself and go watch it.
An important watch is the perfect way to describe it. It's not, you know, there's a lot of great documentaries out there, but a lot of documentaries are just entertainment and they're filler, which is fine. That serves a purpose.
Absolutely.
This is a documentary, especially, I think, if you've ever lived on the West Coast, just to know what happened in this place that is called Cemetery Park and the fact that, you know, Brandon did everything he could to uncover it and to make it public. And the fight and the battle is still ongoing, essentially. He's really yeah. trying to help these 3,000 some odd people that, you know, where their graves were desecrated. So you could watch it for free. Go to BrandonJAlvis.com, Brandon with an O, and watch it. We could not implore you more to watch this documentary, and hopefully it only grows from there.
I can't see it not.
Yeah. And congratulations to him. He's got a lot of stuff brewing. Him and Mustafa, our favorite paranormal team. Anything they do, man, I'm on board. Whatever it is, I'm watching, I'm learning, you know?
Yeah, we're definitely huge supporters of them on the show. 100%. Yeah. We're
in. Got some cool stuff coming up. But with that said, it's time to move on to a little thing we like to call the Supernatural Scoop, which is really just going to be a whole bunch of stuff. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. The aliens are back, y'all.
Oh, like the squirrels are back.
Exactly. Now, this is something we already knew about. But the U.S. Navy essentially made this public. Well, it was really Jeremy Corbell who was behind the amazing Bob Lazar documentary that was on Netflix a while back. So the U.S. Navy essentially shared another UFO sighting. This is from off the San Diego coast, July 15th, 2019.
So and it's very recent.
Yeah. How about that? The 1 minute video was tremendous. It was filmed by a camera aboard the USS Omaha, and you could hear essentially the guys in the Navy doing the play-by-play.
It's insane. It's, I mean, like, the thing is that they've not been denying these UFOs for, like, I don't know, almost a year now, maybe over a year now. And it's just so much is going on in the world that we can't even focus on this. But this is amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing that we are seeing semi-confirmation, I guess.
How nuts is it that a UFO that the Navy confirms splashing in the ocean finishes its popularity as trending at number 10 on Twitter for a day? And that's about, like, now granted,
well,
60
Ariana
minutes,
Grande did get married, so everybody's bumped.
Did she now? To whom?
I don't, a real estate guy. And the fact that I know that is maybe a problem.
She married a normal guy?
Yeah.
Oh boy, good luck. Good luck to him holding her down.
Good luck for everyone involved. Yeah.
If I could recall any of her songs offhand right now, I would quote some lyrics, but I can't think of any right now. What's the one? The Seven Rings, Five Rings, 12 Days of Christmas, whatever song she had.
Okay.
The one. Right. I don't know. Anyways, good for her. Good for them.
You're doing great.
Thank you. But this is nuts. Two crew members spotted the object, not just floating above the ocean, but you see in the video, it makes a controlled descent. And then one of the guys even says, whoa, it splashed after it just disappeared into the waters. What's crazy is it hovered just above the water for a handful of seconds, and they were even amazed at that. Like, what is this thing doing, and how is it doing it?
Exactly. For them to be... I mean, I think that's what makes it even better, is just, like, their reactions.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking these guys see all kinds of weird shit. To me, I mean, at least I'm thinking. So... it makes it even more legit to me.
And Jeremy Corbell says, you know, he thinks this footage of the three pyramid UFOs and stuff like that, he thinks it's the best footage, you know, he's ever seen. And, you know, the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, the UAPTF, they leaked the footage to Jeremy Corbell, who's now, he's essentially, after the Bob Lazar doc, he's the guy when it comes to, you know, UFO filmmaking. And
he knows aliens.
He sure does. And then 60 Minutes did an article, a story about it just last night. Former officials said they spotted objects hundreds of times in protected airspace in between 2015 and 2017. So, like you said, imagine what Navy officials and high-ranking officers have seen in the air and near the water.
Yeah. I always kind of go back to that huge festival that they have once a year during February that is on the coast of LA. And it is basically during World War II, they had a sighting of some kind of unidentified object, and they had to shoot guns at it. The only casualty was somebody, an older woman that was very scared by all the situation. Yeah. But they still have a festival every year around the, and then they shoot off the cannons and stuff like that, like they did. But that is, it's never been claimed. Nobody's claimed it. Nobody's been like, that was us. That was whatever. So that's an unidentified flying object that, you know.
And it makes you wonder too.
World War II.
I mean, Roswell, 1947. I mean, and then of course there's some stories about, you know, UFO crashings even a couple of years before that. And you have to wonder if the government is allowing this footage to go public, or maybe it's one of those things they knew it was going to get public somehow. So like, we might as well put it out there, so there's not as like much of a big deal, or people don't think we're trying to cover it up.
I think it's harder now. I just think it's harder to keep things away from people. There's so many avenues to like get information, to leak information, that I think at some point they're going to have to start releasing even more stuff that they're probably kept under. I mean, there used to be a time when you could feel like you could fool the masses, and this is a little bit more difficult now, you know.
Yeah,
just the access we have. Not me, because I'm not like some super hacker, but like the fact that people can do this kind of stuff and go into like, I don't know. It's insanity.
Well, it's true. I mean, look, 50, 60 years ago, there was no internet. It was very difficult to find out information. So you could just lie about it and say aliens aren't real. You could just be like, all right. Just believe things. But now they're doing their research and they're finding footage, and we have so much technology. And on the 60 Minutes broadcast, another guy that's been really on the forefront of, I don't want to say the UFO movement, the UFO uncovering movement, I guess, Luis Elizondo, who is a 20-year vet of covert military intelligence operations. He was also part of a show that I watched. I think it was on History a couple years ago. It was also involving Tom DeLonge from Blink 182. And it was very interesting. I think when I say it was 8 to 10 episodes long. Okay. Essentially, you know, about uncovering UFOs. Well, this is his little part of his interview from 60 Minutes.
So what you're telling me is that UFOs, unidentified flying objects, are real.
Bill, I think we're beyond that already. The government has already stated for the record that they're real. I'm not telling you that. The United States government is telling you that.
Luis Elizondo spent 20 years running military intelligence operations worldwide. In Afghanistan, the Middle East, and Guantanamo. He hadn't given UFOs a second thought until 2008. That's when he was asked to join something at the Pentagon called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP.
The mission of ATIP was quite simple. It was to collect and analyze information involving anomalous aerial vehicles. What I guess in the vernacular, you call them UFOs. We call them UAPs.
You know how this sounds. It sounds nutty, wacky.
Look, Bill, I'm not telling you that it doesn't sound wacky. What I'm telling you, it's real. The question is, what is it? What are its intentions? What are its capabilities?
What's funny is that interviewer was like, you realize this sounds wacky. Not really. I mean, I know he's got to take
trying to push an interest, you know, in it. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's got to play the everyday guy role in this. Yeah. But, you know, the whole the fact that he ran a he was in charge of a program. I mean, how many guaranteed for many, many decades the government had programs like this. But for Luis Elizondo, it just makes you wonder. I mean, he's very open about this. I guess he doesn't have any fear for any kind of retaliation or punishment.
I also, yeah, like I think it would be hard going public. I think you not become untouchable, like the government can get you, but I think it's a little bit more difficult. They, you know, I think it's easier to debunk you, you know.
Yeah.
Than it would be to make
either
it
way,
disappear.
I don't know about you. I mean, we've seen a lot of decent UFO footage over the years. This one, the fact that it happened 2 years ago, you hear the guys from the Navy talking about it, and you can see it splash into the water. Whew. And it's on radar, which is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I don't know how even the only thing I could see blatant skeptics saying is that it was some kind of craft made by our government
testing
and they were
them.
Doing right.
Which is what they commonly say, right? Like it was actually an experimental plane or whatever. We've heard this since forever. Which, whatever, maybe some of them are. Like, I don't know how far we are. If our government does know even more about aliens and has been like experimenting with their technology or with their help or without their help, some of the stuff we have seen probably is either collaboration or in, you know, something they're trying to replicate.
It's crazy to think about it. Yeah. You see stuff like this, you have to believe, okay, if there's UFOs crashing in the water and we have no explanation for it, the government has none. Is it that big of a stretch to say that they're amongst us? You know,
I don't think so at all. I think definitely. I just don't know what the only thing I think about is, are they really able to like look like us? Do they look like us? That's the only thing that makes me think like maybe they're not here because I just don't know. Like, do they have this ability to change? You know, like we've heard it all over the years in science fiction and stuff, like lizard people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm like, is that probable? Or is it more probable that they look like us and they just like, I don't know.
That's the one holdup I have too. Cause of course, if you listen to all the firsthand accounts from Roswell 70 years ago,
they don't look like that us at all.
Yeah. But then again, there's could be different species. There could be, you know, some that are like we talked about the Pharaoh last week in Egypt who may have alien DNA, which is a hell of a stretch. I'm just saying, throwing it out there. But yeah, I don't know. Or maybe they're just doing extensive research and they realize there's nothing intelligent to look at and they just fly out and then fly back. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's also fair. They're like, nah, we're good.
Yeah. They're already living that Jetsons life where they can just hover above water and go down for a drink and come back. We're not doing that.
Yeah. There's like literally nothing we can learn from you guys. Okay. Peace. Bye.
Yeah. We out. So I
think that's how aliens talk.
I would imagine they could. They've watched enough, American television, I would think.
That's true. Yeah.
They're up on pop culture.
They definitely have that premium cable plan going.
Yes. Are you kidding me? They have a hell of an antenna. So I know you love a good haunted hotel. So I figured we'd move on to this. Because anytime I find a haunted hotel, I'm like, I got to tell you just in case.
Yes, because I want to stay there.
Yeah. Did you know that apparently TripAdvisor is a gold mine of ghost stories?
No.
On the website My Haunted Life 2, this tells a story from TripAdvisor. There's one called the Brick Hotel in Newtown, Pennsylvania, which I'm from Pennsylvania. I've heard of Newtown. I don't quite know where the hell it is. So it could be, it could be on the opposite. I'll look it up. I have no idea. But the hotel is described as a charming 15 room inn originally built in 1763. Well, goddamn, you know it's haunted.
Yeah, definitely.
It has maintained its ambiance back to the Victorian era. It's kind of what it gives you the feel of. located in the heart of historic Newtown in beautiful Bucks County. Boom. Okay. Bucks County. That is okay. Not too far from me, actually. So this neighbor. Person. Yeah. Kind of, sort of. I should check this out. This person had 5 encounters with ghosts there. Room 201, a woman was spotted. In room 202, he was awakened by a doorknob jiggling and turning the door to make a sound as if it was being pushed against. Ugh. Mm. Then he heard sobbing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He said they don't keep the doors closed, so no air pressure change was possible between the room and the hallway. He said, my room key was under the bed. I always keep keys in my pants pocket in case I have to run for work. One sandal was also missing. I always take my sandals off and drop my shorts on the top of the sandals so I know where everything is. The other sandal was finally found on the other side of the room. Jiminy Christmas. Okay.
Okay. This ghost just wants to mess around with people.
You know what, though? That's a great experiment to do in a room you think is haunted, is place your stuff exactly where you know it is. And if they could physically move something that far, then
yeah. Oh,
Lord. Let's see. Room 205, the shower turned suddenly cold, turned around to see the knob had been moved 110 degrees. Whew. It's old and needs work, as all places do.
Yeah. But it looks pretty nice to me. I mean, it doesn't look like a decrepit little place, but...
Yeah. So let me see. I'm going to look how far exactly it is from me.
He's map-questing it right now so that he can go. Exactly. You guys, he is going to go to this haunted hotel. He's going to stay in room 205. No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want you to stay in 205. I want you to stay in 202. That one seemed to have the most action.
Well, it's only an hour and 20 minutes from my hometown.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should stay one night in 202 and one night in 205.
It can't be that expensive, right?
I don't know. Sometimes they get real crazy with their like old ass... I almost said apartments, but what I meant was hotel.
Well, why don't we buy it? And then you can, you know, that could be your hotel. Your okay. Haunted ass hotel.
Yeah. And I'm going to change the name from, what is it called? It's called
The Brick Hotel.
The Brick Hotel. And it's just going to be called Haunted Ass Hotel.
Yeah. H. Welcome to Ha.
It actually works because we're comedians. And then welcome we'll have a comedy club.
Haunted Ass Hotel in Newtown, Pennsylvania. We are your proprietors. You can just call us Ha!
Ha! And it's haunted, and there's comedy. You're welcome!
Yeah. And for some reason, since we took over, it's even more haunted because the ghosts are pissed off that we're both here, and we annoy them.
Yeah, we do. We do. We do. We would annoy some ghosts. Yeah.
And then we'll come up with, like, dumb names for the drinks and whatnot.
Yeah! We have to have, like, a completely themed, like, drink menu. Mm-hmm. For each of the ghosts in the, you know, hotel. They haven't named any of the ghosts on this trip advisory, but like we'd have to come up with cool names.
Oh, and that would only piss them off more. We have to come up with ridiculous names that are definitely not them. And then people do a cheers like to Charlene. And the ghost's like, that's not my name. Ha.
I'm going to call one of the ghosts Jiggly Wobbly because he likes to jiggle the doorknob.
Jiggly wobbly, jiggly wobbly, jiggly wobbly,
jiggly wobbly, jiggly wobbly. He's like, my name's Tom. Stop it.
Stop. Stop with the doorknob, jiggly wobbly.
Jiggly wobbly's here.
Just stop. Oh, that'd be so dope. I think not only do we have our clip for the week on social media, we have our new plan with our you know, we're going to invest. It's an investment.
It is. Invest in haunted hotels and then invite me. You if know, you're out there, if you're listening, invest in haunted places and then invite me over. Thank you.
It's really an investment in ourselves is what it is.
Right. Yeah. It's for our health, really.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to close on the story you found about the paranormal TV crew?
Sure. This is kind what, of,
you know, let's end on a high note.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a high note.
Delicious.
Sure, 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 sure. Okay. In East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Did I say it right? Oh my God, I might have. Sure.
We'll take it.
There was a paranormal investigative TV show, which they haven't released the name of the TV show. So I'm feeling like this is going to be like a big episode for them, but this happened recently.
That's a good point. But don't you think if it was a well-known show, don't you think it would have gotten out?
Maybe. But in the article, all it says is a crew from a paranormal investigation television show detected human remains under the floor of an unfinished basement. A dog cadaver dog was brought in, and they found a body.
Yeah, thanks to they had ground penetrating sonar from the investigation team, detected an anomaly underground that, you know, convinced them to call the police. Mm-hmm. And back on April 29th, they ended up excavating several feet down in the ground and found no human remains. CERT, I don't know who that is, did a large amount of groundwater that was later determined by private ground radar contracting the flowing groundwater most likely caused the detection of the human remains. So it was down there.
Yeah.
So the question is, who is it? How long ago was it? But I mean, you never quite know. I would imagine, though, if this is a paranormal television show,
right,
the place had to be somewhat well known for a reason.
Right. And I just think any place that has a basement, John Wayne Gacy, even though it was a crawl space, I'm just like, listen, John Wayne Gacy did it.
It's possible. Dressed as a goddamn clown.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the worst ever. So, but it's kind of like, I don't know. I think what's so interesting about this is there was a body there, you know, like at some time. And ghosts, you know, like paranormal investigators go there to find, you know, all these different, you know, ghost stories and stuff like that, and ghosts and paranormal. But this also, like, on the other level, you could be crime solving almost.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could stumble upon remains, answers to some kind of crime, and that intrigues me so much.
Hey, they had good equipment. You know, ground penetrating. They didn't just have an EVP recorder like my dumbass. No. They had some real stuff there. So,
no, yeah, that's why I'm thinking like it has to be like a good budget show, and I feel like the only reason they wouldn't tell us the show is because the show is electing to wait and have an actual episode about it.
Well, what we need is the address of the house and find out if Zach Bagans bought it. If that's the case, I think we figured out what show
of
is.
Of course.
There.
Of course it is.
I don't know how many homes he owns now, but it's impressive.
It is. And I'm slightly jealous.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Especially, didn't he buy the, oh, my God.
Many.
The Manson house. The Manson one.
There's another one, I think, in California as well that he purchased. Now, we talked about it on the show. I don't recall now, but.
Yeah, hey. One of the Manson murder ones.
Yeah, I mean, look, after 19 seasons of Ghost Adventures, you're making some dough. You know what I mean? Like,
and you just buy up all that haunted, you know, real estate till there's no more for me left.
Look, it's like us buying the haunted ass hotel. It's an investment.
It is.
That never goes away.
Yeah.
It's a residual investment.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm just going to start buying up haunted hotels. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a chain like Hilton, but it's going to be called what, a haunted ass hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we are going to be the next mogul. We're going to be the next Hilton. Very niche.
Welcome to the haunted ass hotel of Omaha.
Yes. See?
Sit by our fireplace if you dare.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, fun little quips like that.
Yeah.
Ha!
Come take a shower, sometimes alone.
Yeah. And in cold water out of nowhere.
Yeah. Do you like screams in the middle of the night? Yeah. Come on and stay with us.
Have you met Jigglywobbly?
Jigglywobbly. My name's Tom.
Jigglywobbly, I called him.
Jigglywobbly.
You know, I wish Ashley would have been here, but I'm so glad we did this damn episode. This was fun.
Same. It was really fun. We miss you, Ashley. We're so proud of you, though. You're just being a boss lady, and we're just holding it down until you get back, girl.
And hopefully she can announce that that other project soon. I know she's been kind of waiting on it, but hopefully soon she can do that.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Absolutely. Well, in the meantime, we're at Haunts and Hops on social media platforms. Please tell a couple of friends about us because we love talking about this stuff. We love, we don't love experiencing it, I guess you could say, but we love hearing your stories as well. So yeah, we're at Haunts and Hops. Anastasia, tell people about ya.
Well, you can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter and TikTok, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube. I'm doing in-person and Zoom stand-up shows all the time, so check out my social media for all information on that.
Word up. I'm at Jay Quasto on the socials. I'll be at the Tampa Improv June 10 through 13 with my buddy Brad Williams. I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Comedy Caravan July 8th through 10th, which will be a lot of fun. A couple other things coming up too. Plus, the biggest project of my life is very close to being released. So just please put your notifications on for Jay Quasto if you have them. And I'd really appreciate it. Other than that, it's time to say, and of course, follow Ashley Trobe at Ashley Trobe and go to BrandonJElvis.com. Watch the documentary Cemetery Park. You will be glad you did.
Amazing. That's it.
It's time to say goodbye.
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 Okay, bye. I did it twice. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.